Smith Homes, east of Row 299, north of Sugar Sand Lane, being Lot B4 within the Peninsula Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Give us your name and address, please.
Kathy Horsey, 14127, Rottweiler Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Right, and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney in Georgetown. I represent the applicant, Miller & Smith Homes. With me is Kathy Horsey, who's a representative of Miller & Smith. Miller & Smith are building homes in several sections of the Peninsula Development, which is located just south of Route 24 near Millsboro. This variance application involves Unit B4 in what's called the sale side section of the Peninsula. Per the RPC approval for that development, the required front yard setback in the development is 20 feet, and we are requesting a variance of approximately 2.65 feet for a small portion of the landing and steps to Unit B4. The actual building itself does comply with the setback requirements. This only applies to a portion of the steps in the landing. With the application I submitted, there were some pictures of the home. I assume you have copies of that. And also, what you can see is the house with steps coming down in the front, and then there's a small platform, and the steps go to the left and to the right. Also submitted with the application was a sketch basically showing the variance area. And if I could give those to Mr. Burrell to hand down to you, this is already in your application, but I just highlighted the area. Get that straight. Sometime. Just highlighted the area of the requested variance, and when you get that, you can see it's just a small section of the platform and about the half the steps on the left side of the stairs. It's a little bit of an unusual situation in that the zoning ordinance actually permits open, unenclosed platforms and steps that are not covered. They're allowed to project up to 5 feet into the front yard setback area. So on the face of it, steps and this landing could project up to 5 feet, and this is not greater than 5 feet. However, there are a couple conditions on that encroachment of the 5 feet. One of the requirements is that the encroachment can't be more than 4 feet above grade, and this landing and steps are not 4 feet above grade, so it complies with that. But the other requirement is that the extension cannot go above the level of the first floor, and that's where the problem arises here. Miller & Smith build some different style houses, and near this site there's some other houses that are not of this style where the steps do extend into the front yard setback, and that's permitted by the ordinance, and there's no problem with those. However, the problem here with Unit B4 is that the house is designed at an elevated style, and the first living floor, as you can see from that picture, is actually the second floor. And the first floor is really the garage. There's a two-car garage located on the first floor. So the grade level is really garage space, and the technical problem here is that the steps are really coming down from what I would call the first floor, the living space, mm-hmm. But the ordinance says that this encroachment that you're allowed to do can't extend above the first floor, which is the garage space. So the technical problem, again, is that the garage here is the first floor, apparently, and a portion of the steps in the landing is above that first floor. So we do not meet the literal statements in the ordinance that would permit us to extend into this area.
Are you suggesting that your client misinterpreted the ordinance, or they just missed the 10 feet or the 20 feet?
Well, they, like I said, they were building other units that aren't this style where the steps could encroach into the 5 feet, and I think that was part of it. And then I think because of the grading of this lot, I think maybe the steps were a little bit longer than they originally planned to get them down, and I think that involved in a little extension beyond what was originally anticipated. It's a unique situation. As I said, there's other units adjacent to this that extend into the front yard as permitted. As you can see from the picture, the unit is built. To correct the problem would involve removing the steps, or at least altering the steps, which would change the architectural appearance of the unit, which I think you would agree, it's a very handsome home. The design and the encroachment here is not out of character, because the other units that Miller and Smith built, basically adjacent to this, also have their steps come into the 5 feet. This is located at the end of a cul-de-sac, so there's no great impact on anyone else other than the end of this cul-de-sac. And all the homes on this cul-de-sac are still owned by Miller and Smith. There's no third parties who have purchased these units yet, so no one's going to be impacted who already have purchased a unit. And the variance, I think, as you can see from that sketch, is very minimal. And as I said, it's not the building, it's only a portion of the steps and the landing. So that's the basis for our request for the 2.65 feet. And again, that's at the maximum point. As you can see from that drawing, it wedges down to where it is in compliance. And for the record, Mrs. Horsey, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes.
Okay, and gentlemen, that's everything we have to present other than any questions you might have.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Mrs. Isaacs, is the rear setback 10 or 15 feet for this property?
10.
10?
Yes.
Thank you.
Has your client checked to make sure there are no other homes in a similar predicament? This is the only one you're aware of?
This is the only one we're aware of. They did, as I mentioned, they originally thought some of the other units had the same problem, but then they realized the section I referred to where you are allowed to encroach.
Has unit B9 been developed directly across the cul-de-sac?
Is that on the other side of the cul-de-sac?
Mm-hmm.
Is that built, but not sold? Okay. It's just owned by
Miller. So it meets the setback requirement.
Further question? Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,469 under advisement.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,469 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Case number
10,479.